Hey guys and girls, what is up? Welcome back to Behind the Sign Acting Advice. My name is Jesse Daly, and I appreciate each and every one of you who is here listening to my podcast. My goal here, as some of you know, is to share some of the lessons that I have learned individually and through my peers, through my work in the entertainment industry for about 12 years. So today I wanted to quickly tell a story that might help some of you in regards to booking a national commercial. So obviously auditioning is one of the main ways that we book any kind of work, right? As actors. And that's how you're probably going to book a lot of your work. But there are other ways to book gigs. And sometimes it just has to do with the right place at the right time and being who you are, being yourself. I don't really believe, you know, that it's all like luck, you know, it's definitely not, but I do think there in life, there's elements of, you know, really good timing. You know, preparation is success is when preparation meets opportunity. So there was a situation where I was working as an extra on a commercial a few years ago, and we were on a break, and you know, I would utilize my jobs as an extra as a networking opportunity all the time, and that's something that I encourage each and every one of you to do. Some people, especially agents and managers, will tell you, "Oh, don't do extra work." You know, they're only telling you that because they're not getting a percentage of the gig. You can totally do extra work and also book a lot of principal work. I've done it. A lot of people have done it. And actually, I utilized a lot of my work on sets as an extra to work my way up and meet people to be then cast as, you know, a principal actor in certain roles. So in this particular opportunity, or on this particular occasion, this commercial, we were on a break, and I was just standing, looking out over at the water. We were at the beach, and a woman walked up to me and just kind of, or near me, and stood by looking out at the water. And, you know, I could have let the opportunity go and just not said anything, but I wanted to meet people, you know? And so I introduced myself, and she introduced herself, and we just had a, you know, casual conversation, and I asked, you know, what she did on the set. I had no idea. And it turns out that she was one of the head producers of the whole advertising campaign. And I was like, "Oh, that's great. Well, you know, thanks for having me here. I'm an extra, and, you know, thanks for having me here." I was like, "I'm genuinely excited to be there. It was a beautiful day. You know, we were on the beach, like I said." And that was that. Well, a few minutes later, about an hour later, I guess, the next scene was about to be shot, and it turned out that the casting directors had, I guess, something happened where they had not booked and one principal actor who needed to be part of this scene. And so they didn't have a principal actor to do it. Now, keep in mind, there were a lot of extras on the set with me, a lot of my friends. And I heard over the radios of the PA system that this woman wanted, she said, "I want a guy named Jesse with long hair to play that role." And I mean, I obviously couldn't believe it. I was like, "Oh my gosh." So I was then booked as this principal actor, and that commercial aired for like 2 years. It was like insane. And you know, I'm forever grateful to that woman and you know, it and everyone involved in that production, and really it was just because I was trying to be kind, you know, I was just being myself, and I wanted to meet people, and those things can happen. My point here, guys and girls, is that in this day and age, your talent is incredibly important, obviously, but who you are and how you utilize every opportunity and experience is equally, sometimes if not more, important than simply how talented of an actor you are. I'm certainly not the best actor. I'm a pretty good actor, but I'm not the best, you know? I mean, who's the best? You know, I guess Meryl Streep. I mean, it's all, that's like subjective, you know, or, you know, that's an objective answer, right? You just do the best you can do. And in that situation, it was about networking, being who I was, not expecting anything. I had no idea who the person was. And, you know, and just enjoying being grateful for what I did have, which was a job as an extra, you know? And either way, it was great. So go to those auditions, you know, rock it. You're going to book stuff. You're sometimes not going to. But also, when you have an opportunity, guys and girls, go for it. Like, if you get asked to be an extra or to do something, like, even just to be on a set, give it a shot, you know? I mean, listen, if there are some situations where you would just say, no, I'm not doing that, and that's understandable, you know, but you just never know where something could lead you. You know, when I first started out, there were so many people that would tell me, don't do extra work, don't do extra work. The casting directors and this and that, him and her will not, you know, take you seriously as an actor. And, you know, and of course, agents, like I said earlier, agents and managers, they don't want you doing extra work because they don't make money on those gigs, you know. Excuse me. They don't make money on it. They make money when you book, you know, a principal gig. But guess what? When, if you take a job as an extra, and then you get a principal gig because of it, your agent is going to be really happy, you know? Now, of course, there are some times when it being on set as an extra could potentially take you away from an audition or something in that, you know, regard. And that makes sense why there could be a concern, but it's, you know, you have to figure out, well, you got to balance it out. Sometimes you might just have to not do the extra gig, or you might have to turn it down, you know, or you might have to turn an audition down. They don't want you to do that, but you have to do what you have to do. You know, Hollywood's a wild place, and you gotta survive it. Sometimes that involves doing like extra work, and if you don't really want to do it, it's money, right? And it can lead you places, like it did for me. I made more money on that commercial than I ever made on like any commercial or anything. So, you know, it was a huge blessing. So, point is, auditions are great, go get it, but also take every opportunity to utilize and have fun and be yourself, because that's really what matters. Please follow me at Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. It's just Jesse Daily. You can just search it. J-A-S-S-E-D-A-L-E-Y. And I'll see you in the next one.